Father, we just come to you.
पिता इसमें आपके सम्मुख आते हैं.
We come to you in the only name given under the heavens.
हम वो एक ही नाम के द्वारा आते हैं जो आपने हमें स्वर्ग के नीचे दिया.
The name of Jesus.
यीशु मसीह का
वचन. Your word says, "Come boldly, confidently to the throne room of grace."
आपका वचन कहता है हमें याद और हिम्मत के साथ आना है प्रभु स्वर्ग के अनुग्रह के सिंहासन के सामने.
And your word says you have made a living way through the blood and the body of Jesus Christ.
और आपका वचन में लिखा हुआ है कि आप एक जीवित राह खोले हैं प्रभु यीशु मसीह के देह और लहू के द्वारा.
And we come through that.
और हम उसके द्वारा आते
हैं. And we pray, Father.
और इस समय प्रार्थना
करते हैं. This morning, have mercy on us.
हम पे दया कर.
Have mercy, Lord. Wherever we have fallen short of your will, your purpose, have mercy.
जहाँ पे भी प्रभु हम आपकी इच्छा से प्रभु वंचित हैं प्रभु हमें क्षमा कीजिए प्रभु.
And this morning we ask for grace.
और इस सुबह प्रभु आपको हमसे क्षमा.
For it is the throne room of grace.
क्योंकि ये सच में प्रभु आपका अनुग्रह का सिंहासन है.
And when you came down to earth, you did not come with truth alone. You came with grace and truth.
और जब प्रभु आप आए थे प्रभु पृथ्वी पे तो आप केवल सच्चाई नहीं लेकिन अनुग्रह और सच्चाई दोनों के साथ आए.
And we need grace this morning.
और हमें अनुग्रह की जरूरत.
To hear.
आपकी आवाज.
To understand.
समझने के.
To believe.
विश्वास कर.
To obey.
मानने के लिए.
Oh, your truth. We need grace to obey your truth.
आपका सच्चाई को मानने के लिए अनुग्रह की जरूरत है.
In ourselves, we do not have that strength.
हम अपने आप में वो ताकत को नहीं पाते.
We confess we are weak.
हम मानते हैं कि हम कमजोर हैं.
But we proclaim you are strong.
लेकिन हम ये भी मानते हैं प्रभु और घोषित करते हैं कि तू मजबूत है प्रभु.
We confess without you we can do nothing.
हम ये मानते हैं प्रभु कि आपके बिना हम कुछ नहीं कर सकते हैं.
But we also confess that through Christ Jesus we can do all things.
लेकिन हम इस बात की भी घोषणा करते हैं कि यीशु मसीह के द्वारा हम सब कुछ कर सकते हैं.
Come on Jesus.
आइए प्रभु.
This morning.
आज सुबह.
Sup with us.
हमारे साथ है.
You are the real speaker.
आप ही प्रभु वक्ता हैं.
Only the words of God has the power to change lives.
केवल परमेश्वर का वचन ही जिंदगी को बदल सकता है.
For your word is life.
क्योंकि आपका वचन ही जीवन है.
Speak to us, Lord.
आपसे बातें कीजिए.
For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 This morning we will first go to Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42.
फिर जब वे जा रहे थे तो वह एक गांव में गया और मार्था नाम एक स्त्री ने उसे अपना घर में उतारा और मरियम नाम उसकी एक बहन थी वह प्रभु के पांव के पास बैठकर उसका वचन सुनती थी. पर मार्था सेवा करते करते घबरा गई और उसके पास आकर कहने लगी हे प्रभु क्या तुझे कुछ भी सोच नहीं कि मेरी बहन ने मुझे सेवा करने के लिए अकेली ही छोड़ दिया है. सो उससे कह कि मेरा सहायता है. प्रभु ने उसे उत्तर दिया मार्था हे मार्था तू बहुत बातों के लिए चिंता करती और घबराती है परंतु एक बात अवश्य है और उस उत्तम भाग को मरियम ने चुन लिया है जो उससे छीना न जाए.
एक बात अवश्य है. एक बात अवश्य. वन थिंग इज नीडफुल.
एक ही बात अवश्य है जरूरी है.
ओके दैट्स वेयर फोकस कम्स.
यहां पे ध्यान का बात होता
है. फोकस विल नैरो डाउन टू दैट वन थिंग गॉड डिमांड्स फ्रॉम यू टुडे.
ध्यान सब कुछ को सरका रखे एक ही चीज पे आ रहा है.
देयर आर मेनी थिंग्स इन लाइफ.
जिंदगी के बहुत सारे अलग अलग चीज.
वी हैव टू लर्न to find out what is that one thing God demands. Here Jesus says, one thing is needed. Two sisters, same family, same house, and Jesus is there. And Jesus is teaching. And Jesus says, when I am teaching, there is one thing that is needed. Should sit down and listen to the word. One thing. This morning, one thing is needed. If you go further, higher, the earlier portion we read, yeah, come to 39. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. There is a literal fact here and there is a spiritual truth. एक आत्मिक सच्चाई भी है. आत्मिक सच्चाई ये है, अगर यीशु के बात सुनने के लिए, समझने के लिए, we always in our spirit should be seated at his feet.
आत्मिक सच्चाई ये है कि अगर आप यीशु मसीह का बात सुनना और समझना है, तो आपको हमेशा उनके चरणों में ही बैठना.
Humility is the position of the heart. You can sit here. That's okay. But in your heart, you always have to remember, I am seated at his feet. You see, in Hyderabad, we have all these pastors, elders, who all come from New York once, twice a month, twice a year.
Hyderabad,
they come stay with us, they come to church, and they listen to the word, and they are fascinated by the word. Evening they come to my house, and they will start asking all their questions. It's interesting, they start asking the question like this, and it goes on like for hours. When it ends, they are sitting here. They're all sitting here. And I ask them, what? Why? And they say, we cannot listen to the word like that. We have never heard the truth being opened like that. We need to come down and sit at the feet. Now you don't have to come and sit down here, but in your heart you are always seated at the feet of Jesus. It is a spiritual position. Always remember, you can do a physical act while missing the spiritual attitude required. Wherever Jesus went to teach, Pharisees always followed him. But their attitude was hostile. Therefore, they could never understand what he was teaching. Don't come with a hostile attitude. Don't come with, it doesn't matter whether you are young or very old, it doesn't matter. Jesus is the Ancient of Days. One of the reasons I keep my hair white, because in my pastors' conferences, I have pastors who are 85, 88, 89, almost like double my age. But you know what? This makes them listen. But your heart should be such that even if a young man comes and preaches the word of God, you are still sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening.
लेकिन आपका दिल ऐसा रहना चाहिए कि अगर कोई जवान लड़का भी आके वचन ला रहा है, तो फिर भी आप यीशु मसीह के पैर तले बैठ रहे हैं और वचन को सुन रहे हैं।
I know you all love Pastor Shashi when he sings.
मैं जानता हूँ कि आप लोग सब पास्टर शशि बहुत उसको बहुत चाहते हैं जब वो गाते हैं।
But every time I come here and when Pastor Shashi leads worship, I'm not listening to his songs, though I like his songs. I'm listening to what he says in between, because when he says in between, I have learned so many things.
लेकिन मैं जब आता हूँ, मैं उनके गाने को उतना ज्यादा नहीं सुनता, क्योंकि बीच में जो वो कहते हैं मैं वो सुनता हूँ, क्योंकि बीच में जो वो कह रहे हैं
Because last time, I still remember, and I cannot say it in Hindi, when he was leading worship, he was saying that, we all sit there quietly, lekin chidiya bhi subhe udkar, they start worshipping, and it was there. He said, it's very true. The first thing you learn is that, you know, the birds, they don't worry like Martha. They are not troubled by Martha. They don't have food in their fridge, but they start worshipping when they wake up, and he was absolutely on the spot.
और पिछले बार आया तो पास्टर जी कह रहे थे कि हम लोग सब आके यहाँ बैठते हैं, लेकिन चिड़िया जब पहले सवेरे उठते हैं तो पहले वो लोग आराधना से अपना दिल शुरुआत करते हैं।
और पास्टर ये सुने और उनके दिमाग में ये आ गया और इनको बहुत अच्छा लगा.
And I always thought that when I wake up in the morning, do I wake up like what I heard Pastor Rishi say with worship in my mind or worry in my mind?
और मैं अपने आप से पूछ रहा था कि जब मैं सवेरे सुबह उठता हूँ तो क्या मैं आराधना के साथ दिन शुरुआत करता हूँ या मैं चिंता के साथ दिन शुरुआत.
That's why God says in the Bible, learn from the birds, learn from the ant, learn from the grasshopper. You can learn from all of God's creation how we need to worship.
और इसीलिए परमेश्वर वचन में कहते हैं कि आप चिड़िया से सीखिए, आप चींटी से सीखिए, आप टिड्डी से सीखिए. परमेश्वर कह रहे हैं आप पूरा सृष्टि से सीखिए.
Because there is a physical act,
क्योंकि एक शारीरिक क्रिया है,
that is sitting,
वो है.
There is a spiritual attitude that is sitting at his feet.
और एक आत्मिक मनोरीति है जिसको जो यीशु मसीह के पैरों में बैठने का है.
There is a physical act,
एक शारीरिक क्रिया है,
worshiping,
आराधना करना,
hands waving and all. There is a spiritual attitude where we are at his feet.
और एक आत्मिक स्थिति है जब हम यीशु मसीह के चरणों में.
All these things matter. Let me teach you another thing. This comes in the book of Acts. And then we get into today's word. Acts chapter 4, verse 34 and 35.
प्रेरितों
को तो आ गया ना,
पैर रखते हैं.
और गो टू 34. प्रेरितों के कहां रखा, कहां रखा, पांव पर रखा. ऑफरिंग बैग विल कम अराउंड यू इन द चर्च.
ऑफरिंग बैग जब आता है आपके पास
फिजिकल एक्ट, वी पुट आवर मनी इन द ऑफरिंग बैग.
शारीरिक रूप से आप उसको बैग में डालते हैं,
लेकिन इन योर स्पिरिट,
लेकिन आत्मा में,
यू आर लेइंग इट एट द फीट ऑफ गॉड्स सर्विस.
आपको आत्मा में परमेश्वर के दास के पैरों में डालना है.
दैट्स हाउ यू डू इट. Then you will never question the money. Lord of troubles happen because people question. I wonder how the money is being spent. You know why? Because you didn't put it at the feet of God. Understand, there's a physical attitude and there is a spiritual attitude. It is the spiritual that sets you free. You can, everybody can sit and hear the word. But the one who is sitting at his feet, his ears or her ears are open. Everybody can give money. But the one who lays at the feet of Jesus is the one who is blessed by his giving. So here is Mary and Martha.
So यहाँ पे Mary और Martha.
Now you look, Mary is sitting down.
Maryam नीचे बैठी हुई है.
And go further. Yeah, let's go back to Luke 10. Or look at something there.
वहाँ एक चीज देखिए. Luke का दसवीं अध्याय.
Got it? Yeah, verse 40. हाँ, नहीं नहीं, 40. हाँ.
पर माता सेवा करते करते घबरा गई.
अरे किसका सेवा कर रहे, यीशु का सेवा करते करते घबरा गई. देख ली, हु आर वी सर्विंग. अरे सरकारी नौकरी छोड़ दो, प्राइवेट कंपनी का बहुत. यीशु का सेवा सेवा करके घबरा गई. यू सी, हियर इज जीसस इन योर हाउस and you are serving Jesus. और वचन में क्या लिखा है, घबरा गई. You serve God and you are distracted. You are distracted. When while serving God, your mind should be so focused.
यीशु मसीह का सेवा करते समय आपको मन में और भी ध्यान रहना चाहिए.
You lost your focus.
आप अपना ध्यान खो गए.
And you know what here?
और आपको मालूम यहाँ क्या है?
We will complain like Martha and say, "Ha, she is sitting there. I am working. You love her more. You love me less."
हम लोग भी मार्था जैसा शिकायत करते हैं, बोलते हैं कि हम यहाँ पे काम कर रहे हैं, वहाँ बैठी हुई है. तू मुझसे कम प्रेम करता है, उससे ज़्यादा प्रेम करता है.
Look at John chapter 11 verse 5.
यूहन्ना 11:5.
और यीशु मार्था और उसकी बहन और लाजर से प्रेम करता
है। क्या लिखा है उधर? यीशु जीसस लव मार्था हर सिस्टर एंड जीसस लव फॉर एवरीबॉडी इज द सेम।
यीशु मसीह का प्रेम सबके लिए।
वी कंफ्यूज लव विद अप्रूवल।
प्रेम और मंजूरी को हम लोग समझते नहीं हैं।
गॉड लव्स ऑल ऑफ यू द सेम वे।
हर एक व्यक्ति से एक समान प्रेम करता है।
बट ही कैन ओनली अप्रूव दोज़ हू सिट एट हिज फीट।
लेकिन जो उनके पैर के पास बैठते हैं उन्हीं को अपना मंजूरी देता
है। एंड हियर हिज वर्ड।
और जो उसके वचन सुनते हैं।
एंड ओबे हिज वर्ड।
और उसकी आज्ञा मानते हैं।
अदरवाइज इवन वेन यू आर सर्विंग,
क्योंकि जब आप सेवा कर रहे हैं,
यू आर डिस्ट्रैक्टेड and you lose your focus. You lose your focus. So you, we have to get these fundamental principles. Because people don't ask question, why should God give him more revelation and him less revelation when they're both sitting in the same bench? It's got nothing to do where you are sitting. It's got to do with how you are sitting. How you are sitting. When you say seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it looks like two people are seeking the God, but one is seeking differently. One is sitting and listening. The other is busy cooking. And he's distracted. And he's distracted. You know, this is a fundamental issue that happens with Christians. You cannot serve God first without first listening to him. That's why we saw it yesterday. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. हमें क्या करना है? हमारे सेवा से परमेश्वर को प्रसन्न करना है. लेकिन प्रसन्न कैसे करते परमेश्वर को? विश्वास के बिना परमेश्वर को प्रसन्न करना संभव है. और विश्वास कहां से आते हैं? सुनने से. अब कौन सुन रहे हैं इधर? मरियम सुन रहे, मार्था सेवा कर रहे. परमेश्वर किससे सेवा से प्रसन्न है? मरियम की सेवा से प्रसन्न है, क्योंकि वो सुन रहे. And you have to understand this. I'll show you another portion connected with Mary. Luke chapter 1, 8.
Luke ka pehla adhyay ka
verses 1 to 3. Luke 8, 8, 8. 8 ka? 8 ka 1 se 3. Luke 8.
Iske baad, woh nagar nagar aur gaon gaon prachar karta tha. Prachar karta tha.
Yeah.
और परमेश्वर के राज्य का सुसमाचार सुनाता हुआ फिरने लगा. और वे 12 उसके साथ थे. और कितनी स्त्रियां भी जो दुष्ट आत्माओं से और बीमारियों से छुड़ाई गई थी. और वे ये हैं: मरियम जो मगदलीनी कहलाती थी, जिससे 7 दुष्ट आत्माएं निकाली गई थी, और हेरोदेस के भंडारी खोजा का पत्नी योआना और सुजाना और बहुत सी और स्त्रियां. ये तो अपनी संपत्ति से उसकी सेवा करते थे.
देख लो अभी मार्था यीशु को सेवा कब करते हैं? जब यीशु घर में आते हैं यीशु को सेवा करते. मेरी यीशु को सेवा कब करते? जब घर में आते पैर में बढ़कर वजन सुनते और यीशु कहां कहां जाते हैं वो उसका सेवा करते हैं. Did you understand the reason why we need to sit at his feet?
आप देखिए इस कारण के वजह से लिखा हुआ है कि हमें जन्म पर आते.
In English we say, Martha serves God only when God comes to her. Mary serves God wherever he goes. Why? Because she learned to sit at his feet. We are called to worship God wherever he takes us. We are called to serve God wherever he goes. Lot of people are like Martha. They serve God only when they come to church. Hafte mein ek din.
One day matra.
Not 2 days or 3 days, only one day matra. दे आर लाइक मात्र, लाइक मार्था,
वो लोग मार्था जैसा है.
They only worship God on Sunday. They only serve God on Sunday, and they are troubled all the time. And they blame others. Lord, don't you see my sister sitting there? And Lord, you are not bothered. The problem is with you. The problem is with you. Because you haven't learned to worship. And you're pointing at the one who is worshipping, and you're pointing at God and saying, you are the problem. Do you remember what Adam told? Did you eat? Did you do what I told you not to do? The woman you created. So you both are the problem. I am not the problem. I was given the fruit, I just ate it. But I am not the problem. She and you are the problem. That's what Martha is saying. That's what Martha is saying. I am so busy cooking. And she's just sitting there. And you're not even bothered. Look at how people react. Like I said yesterday. Only the truth can set us free. And God is always leading to the truth in a matter. See, we cannot change others. We can only change ourselves. We can only change ourselves. We can only change ourselves. And for change, we need to hear from God. We need to hear from
God.
You will see about her. She had 7 demons. Saat dushtatma tha. Chutkara mila. Uski baad, she always learned to sit at Jesus' feet, hear from him, and serve him wherever he went. Martha was a normal woman. She had no problems. Mary is the one who had problems. Yet, other than in the house of Martha, you will never hear Martha with Jesus. But you will always see Mary wherever Jesus goes. So your past doesn't matter. How oppressed you were doesn't matter. How much in bondage you were, it doesn't matter. God can set you free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Why does God set us free? What does God set us free for? So that we serve him. If we don't use our freedom to serve God, we will end up using our freedom to serve ourselves and the devil and this world. Be very careful about this. God has set you free. The day Israel left Egypt after believing in the blood, they were free. After that, they had to choose whom they will serve. You know why they were set free? Do you know what God told Moses? Go tell Pharaoh. Israel is my firstborn. Let him go. That he may make a 3-day journey into the wilderness. And he may worship me. And he may serve me. That was what Israel was set for. Why were we set free? From the power of sin. From the power of the devil. That we would be separated from this world and we would worship him and we would serve him. And if we don't do that, this is not a physical separation like Israel. This is a spiritual separation. And if we don't do that, like Israel went into bondage, we will also go into bondage. Look at Romans 6. In Romans 6, Paul will explain this very, very beautifully. First is Romans 6 and verse 14. Romans 6, 14.
और तुम पर पाप की प्रभुता ना होगी क्योंकि तुम व्यवस्था के अधीन नहीं वरन अनुग्रह के अधीन हो।
किसके अधीन में है अभी? व्यवस्था नहीं, अनुग्रह। लोग ऐसे सोचते अनुग्रह है इसलिए पाप करने से कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है, परमेश्वर को प्रॉब्लम नहीं, उल्टा है वचन में। क्या लिखा है? व्यवस्था में अधीन में नहीं हम, अनुग्रह के। इंग्लिश में क्या बोलते हैं लोग? बोलते हैं गॉड अंडरस्टैंड दिस इज द एज ऑफ ग्रेस। No, that's not what grace is meant for. Grace is given to us that we may overcome sin and not walk in sin. No, that's not
true.
That we have dominion over sin and not sin has dominion over us. And then look this. At verse 17 and 18.
परंतु परमेश्वर का धन्यवाद हो कि तुम जो पाप के दास थे तो भी मन से उस उपदेश को मानने वाले हो गए जिसके सांचे में ढाले गए थे और पाप से छुड़ाए जाकर धर्म के दास हो गए।
पाप से छुड़ाए जाकर धर्म के दास हो गए। Have you become servants of righteousness?
क्या आप धार्मिकता के दास बन चुके हैं?
Look at further, verse 13.
तेरा
practical. Bible is very, very practical. Romans 6:13.
बहुत ही व्यवहारिक पुस्तक है ये बाइबल। और अपने अंगों को
अपने शरीर के अंगों को
अधर्म के हथियार होने के लिए पाप को ना सौंपे।
पाप के ना सौंपे। Yesterday we looked at Romans 12:1. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
कल हम लोग रोमियो का 12 में देखे थे कि आप अपने शरीर को एक जीवित बलिदान के रूप में परमेश्वर को भेजते
हैं। पॉल इज ब्रेकिंग इट डाउन।
अब पॉलस से
शरीर है, पूरा शरीर है, अब शरीर की अंगों है, अंगों कैसे अधर्म के हथियार बनाकर मत दो। वैसे दिया था पहले, ये आंख, ये कान, ये नाक सब अधर्म के लिए दिया था। अभी क्या लिखा रहे उसे?
पर अपने आप को मरे हुए में से जी उठा हुआ जानकर परमेश्वर को सौंपो और अपने अंगों को धर्म
अपने अंगों को
धर्म के हथियार
धर्म के हथियार इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स ऑफ राइटियसनेस। अर्लियर यू यूज्ड दिस हैंड टू सिन, गॉड सेज नाउ ऑफर दैट एज द इंस्ट्रूमेंट ऑफ राइटियसनेस। Earlier he used his eyes to sin, just an instrument of wickedness. Now offer this eyes as an instrument of righteousness. Earlier he used his ears for sin. You listen with both ears, only with the same ear. Earlier you listened to every junk possible. Now you are sanctifying your ear to hear what is good. Earlier you used your tongue to talk death and negative and bad things. Now you can give it as an instrument of righteousness into God's hands. This is practical. You have to look and see. If you handle your ears and your eyes, you will handle your tongue. If you handle these three, your life will be straight. James chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
हे मेरे भाई, तुम में से बहुत उपदेशक ना बने क्योंकि जानते हो कि हम उपदेशक और भी दोषी ठहरेंगे।
सब पास्टर मत बनना, उपदेशक ना बनना, क्योंकि उपदेशक क्या इस्तेमाल करते हैं? जीभ। इफ योर टीचिंग इज नॉट करेक्ट, इफ योर टॉकिंग इज नॉट करेक्ट, यू आर अंडर कंडेमनेशन मोर देन अदर्स।
अगर आपका बोलचाल, आपकी शिक्षा सही नहीं है तो आपको और भी ज्यादा दोषी ठहरेंगे।
इधर से इधर तक सिर्फ 2 फीट का दूर है, लेकिन परमेश्वर के न्याय के लिए आते टाइम में उन लोगों को ज्यादा क्या मिलेगा? Why? What is used here? The tongue is used here. What does verse 2 say?
इसलिए कि हम सब बहुत बार चुप जाते हैं, जो कोई वचन में नहीं चुपता वही तो सिद्ध मनुष्य।
सिद्ध मनुष्य कौन है? जो वचन में चुप नहीं चाहता वही सिद्ध। यू वॉन्ट टू बी अ परफेक्ट पर्सन?
अगर आप एक सिद्ध मनुष्य बनना चाहते हैं,
सी यू हैव अ कार, 5 पीपल कैन सिट बट ओनली 1 कैन ड्राइव। सो ऑल यू हैव टू डू इज दैट यू नीड अ गुड ड्राइवर। It doesn't matter what the other passengers are. If you have a good driver, you can reach your destination. Your whole body is there. But different parts of the body. But if you want to reach your destination, you need to have control over your tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you choose with your tongue. But tongue doesn't work in isolation. It is influenced by what you hear and what you see. So these 3 things will determine your destiny. Hand doesn't do anything on its own. Leg doesn't go where it wants. They are all controlled by these 3 things. What you hear, what you see, how you understand, and you speak, and you do. So God says, Mary has chosen that one thing that is needed. She's focused. She's sitting at my feet. You see, that's why we always tell, when you come in the morning, come and sit in the front. You know why? You see, Sneha is sitting in the front here. So it's more difficult for her to look here and there, because she knows my eyes will be on the front row. Lekin peeche row ne jo baithne, I will never go there. So this is an act of discipline. By choosing to sit in the first row, you are telling, you know, I am normal, I am human, I can be distracted. So I am going to sit in the first row so that I will not be distracted. Before I came to preach 20-30 years ago, before I came, I used to teach in the classroom. And you could always notice children who were interested in the studies always pick the first row. And those who are not serious always want the last row. And you would always know in the last row they have their book, and they have another book with their book. It will be a comic, it will be something, so you always go to the back row and pull them up. Front row, you never have to worry. So where you sit matters. Whether in church or in your classroom. It will have long-term effects in your life. You're making choices. Making choices. You are making a choice. I am very serious. I have come for a purpose. And the primary purpose is I need to hear. And I will not be distracted. I will not be. That's what Romans 12 said. Offering your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable. Otherwise it's not acceptable. You offer your body. Imagine you come there and sit there behind the pillar. Nobody can see you. You can see nobody. You offer your body. But God says it's not acceptable.
आपने अपना शरीर तो
मैं भी आपको देख सकते हैं, आप भी मेरे को देख, सिर्फ आवाज, लेकिन उधर भी देखेंगे आप, उधर भी देखेंगे, यू केम बट इट वॉज नॉट एक्सेप्टेबल. Young people should be very, very careful. You are making choices now which will affect you all your life. All your life. You see, change is easier when you are young than when you are older. Right now to change is very easy. Because you are young. When you come to my age, if you want to change, or for a small thing, you will need to go on a 21 day, 40 day fast to change a small thing because your flesh won't agree. The shareer has been set in a way for years and it won't turn. That's why fasting is kept in the Bible. To bring change for the hardened flesh. Understand, you can change when you are young. This is the best time of your life. Because habits are not set. So you have to choose good habits. Choose good habits. Today I want you to turn first to Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 27. Okay, this is for young people and everybody who is young at heart. Satyas.
पुरुष के लिए
जवानी में जुआ उठाना पुरुष ने स्त्री के लिए भी ओके व्हेन दे राइट दे ऑलवेज राइट पुरुष बट इट ऑल्स बोथ मेन एंड वीमेन इट इज गुड फॉर अ यंग मैन दैट ही और फॉर अ मैन दैट ही बेयर द योक इन हिज यूथ रीड दैट अगेन इन हिंदी
पुरुष के लिए जवानी में
बुढ़े होने के बाद नहीं जवानी में व्हेन यू आर यंग It is good for a man to bear a jua kya hai malum hai na? What is the yoke?
Jua kya hota hai malum hai?
Yoke is not a burden.
Jua ek bojh nahi hai.
Yoke is what we put on the oxen or a mule. It makes the burden light.
Jua ko ek बैल पे डालते हैं या गधा पे डालते हैं ताकि उसका बोझ हल्का हो.
Ask the ox.
आप बैल से पूछिए.
Would you like to drag the cart with a yoke or without a yoke?
क्या तुम चाहते हो कि ये जो गाड़ी है उसे तुम खींचो ये जुआ के साथ या जुआ के बिना?
He will always say the yoke makes it easy.
और आप ये जानते हैं कि वो जो जुआ है वो गाड़ी को खींचने में.
But we look at yoke as a burden. But the yoke is to make the burden light. When you grow older, you come to my age, and if you grow in the Lord, God will want to put greater burdens on you for the kingdom. But if you haven't learned to bear a yoke in your youth, you will not be able to bear the load in your old age. God is not able to use so many people the way they should be used is because when they were young, they were never learned to carry a yoke. And there is this incredible word from God says, it is good, not bad, it is good for you to bear a yoke in the days of your youth. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 11, 29 and 30. Keep this, okay? We'll have to keep coming back to 3:27. 29:30.
मेरा जुआ अपने पर अपने ऊपर उठा लो और मुझसे सीखो, क्योंकि मैं नम्र और मन में दीन हूँ, अपने मन में विश्राम पाओगे।
You know why people don't have rest in their souls? शरीर में रेस्ट मिलते, शरीर में विश्राम मिलते, अच्छा कमरा, अच्छा बेड, एसी लगाकर अच्छे से सो सकते, लेकिन उठते टाइम में प्राण में विश्राम नहीं है। प्राण में विश्राम के लिए क्या चाहिए? हम यीशु का रुआ उठाना पड़ता। इफ यू वांट रेस्ट फॉर योर सोल,
अगर आप प्राण के लिए शांति चाहते हैं,
जीसस सेज टेक माय योक अपॉन यू,
यीशु बोल रहे हैं मेरा जोग उठाओ,
एंड लर्न फ्रॉम मी,
और मुझसे सीखो।
लुक एट व्हाट ही इज सेइंग,
देखिए वो क्या कह रहे हैं,
इफ आई डोंट टेक हिज योक,
अगर मैं उनका जुआ नहीं लूंगा,
आई कैन नॉट लर्न,
मैं सीख नहीं पाऊंगा।
फॉर लर्निंग,
सीखने के
लिए, यू ऑल कम हियर टू लर्न,
हम सब आए हैं यहां सीखने के लिए।
फॉर लर्निंग,
सीखने के लिए,
इट इज नॉट लर्निंग व्हाट कम्स फर्स्ट,
पहला सीखना नहीं होता है, पहला yep.
I have to take my his yoke upon me. And who are the ones who will take the yoke? This is not my yoke. This is his yoke. If I have to put my yoke on him,
अगर पास्टर को अपना जुआ को मुझ पे डालना है,
he has a needs a condition in his heart.
तो उसके लिए एक जरूरी मनोरीति रहना चाहिए मेरे मन में।
He needs to be meek and lowly in his heart.
मुझे हृदय में नम्र और दीन रहना है।
And that's what Jesus is saying. Learn from me. I am meek and lowly.
मैं मन में नम्र और दीन हूँ।
Father put a yoke on me.
पिता मुझ पे एक जुआ डाले।
And I accepted it.
और मैं उसको स्वीकार।
And he kept on putting burdens on me.
और वो डालते हैं।
And I never fought him.
And
I never fought his discipline.
He
says, learn of me. Learn from me. I am meek and lowly. You see, these things don't come free. You have to learn to pay a price in life. Let's go to, yeah, keep that all in mind, okay? Let's go to Proverbs
23:23. सत्य को, सच्चाई को बोल,
सच्चाई को
बोल लेना,
खरीदना पड़ेगा, मुफ्त नहीं है सच्चाई, फ्री नहीं है, इट्स नॉट फ्री, उद्धार तो फ्री है, सच्चाई फ्री नहीं है,
ये आपको मुफ्त में नहीं मिलेगा,
मुफ्त में नहीं मिलेगा, क्या है, खरीदना पड़ेगा, और उसके बाद क्या लिखा है, बेचना नहीं, बहुत व्हाट विद ग्रेट लेबर,
इतना संघर्ष के साथ,
ग्रेट प्राइस,
इतना दाम, इतना बहुचा दाम के साथ,
यू बॉट ट्रूथ,
आप इसे खरीदे,
लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव बॉट,
बहुत लोग खरीदे,
एंड देन दे सोल्ड इट,
और उसके बाद
सोलोमन बॉट ट्रूथ एंड देन सोल्ड इट फॉर फॉरेन वीमेन,
सुलेमान सच्चाई को खरीदा और उसके बाद विदेश की स्त्रियों के लिए बस बेच दिया,
पीपल बाय ट्रूथ इन द चर्च, they come and sit here, they spend hours, and they go out, sell it for something silly. God says, buy truth, don't sell it. Not only buy, there are four things you will have to buy in life. You have to buy truth, you have to buy wisdom, you have to buy instruction, you have to buy understanding. You don't get it free. ये सब परमेश्वर का राज्य के आत्मिक सत्य है, ये सब खरीदना पड़ेगा. Meaning you have to pay a price. You cannot buy it with money. Cannot buy it with money. It's a price you have to be willing to pay in your life. It says by instruction. शिक्षा खरीदना पड़ेगा. स्कूल में फीस की बात नहीं बोल रहे, ये परमेश्वर को शिक्षा के लिए क्या देना है, दाम चुकाना पड़ेगा. यू नीड टू हैव अ मीक एंड अ लोली हार्ट, यू हैव टू लर्न टू सिट डाउन एंड फोकस ऑन हिम. इफ यू हैव टू बी टॉट, इंस्ट्रक्शन डिमांड्स मेनी थिंग्स, You have to be meek and lowly. Second, you should be willing to be corrected. You know why a lot of people don't learn? Because they cannot be corrected. The father corrects them. Father corrects them. They get upset. The mother corrects them. They get upset. Teacher corrects them. They get upset. Pastor corrects them. They get upset. They cannot receive correction. Cain was a man who could not accept correction. Why are you angry? God is very gentle. If you do right, won't you be accepted? But if you don't, sin is crouching, waiting to take hold of you. He didn't accept correction. He didn't accept correction. He went and killed his brother. Again, God is trying to restore him. Where is your brother? Where is your brother? What did he say? I'm a my brother's keeper. And scripture says, he was a wanderer all the days of his life. And I've seen many wanderers in many churches around the world. They go from church to church, to meeting, deliverance meeting, festival meeting, healing meeting, every meeting possible, but they receive nothing because they will never accept correction. These are things in the kingdom, very important things in the kingdom. That's what God is telling. Young people, bear a yoke in the days of your youth. You look at the, if you walk through, you go through Jamshedpur, you will see in the market area so many bulls, oxen walking around. Do they have any purpose? You will see so many dogs running around. Do they have any purpose? Lot of people just grow up just like that. They have no purpose at all. What is the difference between a believer and an unbeliever? All have problems. Same kind of problems. The difference is the believer has a purpose. And that purpose defines his life, not his problems. While unbelievers are defined by their problems. And God says it is the yoke that gives you purpose. Take two oxen. Take who's wandering. Put a yoke on them. Suddenly direction comes. Direction comes. You see dogs running around, they think they are free. They have no purpose. You go to the airport, the security CSIF jawans will be bringing that dog. That kutta doesn't look at anybody. He's sniffing. Is there cocaine? Is there marijuana? Is there drugs in any box? He's very clear about his purpose. And that dog is a blessing to the nation while the other fellow is simply running around. When you don't have a yoke, you will not grow up and become a blessing to the king or the kingdom. You need to have a yoke now. We will come to what the yoke is, but you need to learn to bear the yoke in the days of your youth. सेवा उठाना है. Otherwise, we will not grow in you in truth. Because truth is very, very heavy. Very, very heavy. You cannot carry it. If you haven't learned to have a yoke in the days of your youth. One of the yokes as a young people you should learn is the yoke of responsibility. You're all young. You're all young. And you should have a yoke of responsibility. If you look at Joseph, if you look at David, if you look at Daniel, if you look at all these young people who finished well, one of the reasons is that they were very responsible when they were young. Let me explain to you. Nothing in life, young people, listen, okay? Nothing in life comes free. Even if you get it free, somebody has paid for it. This may be free. It is free, I got it free. But my son paid for it. It's free for me. But it was not free for the one who bought it. Always remember, everything that you get in life may be free for you, but it was not actually free. That is where stewardship comes. The Bible, Jesus is very gung-ho about a word called stewardship. Jesus is an excellent steward. Let me put it across in ways you young people will understand. Let us imagine this. Imagine this phone is say 10,000 or 15,000. We may not be smart people, but everybody wants a smartphone. You go to your father and your mother and say, I want a smartphone. Current kya? Smartphone kyun chahiye? Kyun sare dost ke paas smartphone hai. Mujhe bhi ek smartphone chahiye smart hone ke liye. Lekin daddy ka tanha, you say na salary, kitna hai? 20,000 mahine mein. Iska keemat kitna hai? 15,000. इसकी कीमत 20,000, उसका तनहा 20,000. आप क्या मांग रहे हैं पिताजी से? उसका एक महीने का जीवन मांग रहे हैं. Did you ever see it in that terms? You are putting a price on your father's life.
आप अपने पिता के जीवन पे एक दान डाल रहे हैं, कीमत डाल रहे हैं.
Young people never realize. What are you asking?
आप क्या मांग रहे हैं?
Don't look in terms of money. Look in terms of life. Look in terms of life. You are sent to school. You are sent to college. The fee is 75,000 rupees. That may be 4 months of your father's life. Were you a good steward? Did you reach school on time? Did you sit in the front room and realize I'm playing with my father's life? I will not play with it. I am here because he is paying the price. Did you think about it? When you came home, is that the way you studied? See, marks are in God's hands. Work is in our hands. I told yesterday evening, it's not marks God is looking at. It is work God is looking at. David did not have any marks to become king. He had no qualification. No certificates. But he had what we say in English, he had work ethics. That's what God is looking at. Are you a good steward? Will you bear the yoke of responsibility? When you wake up in your house, my room, my portion of my room, nobody has to take care of. I am disciplined. I will take care of it. Mummy doesn't have to worry. Daddy doesn't have to worry. Even if there are 10 servants in the house, I can still take care of myself. I will be a blessing and not a burden. You're learning to put the yoke. Go to the Gospel according to John. Chapter 20. And Jesus has risen. He's gone. And the disciples come running. Verse 5 and 6 and 7.
और झुककर कपड़े पड़े देखे तो भी वो भीतर नहीं गया.
John did not go inside. And Peter?
तब शमौन पतरस उसके पीछे पीछे पहुंचा और कपड़े के भीतर गया और कपड़े पड़े देखे.
Verse 7.
और वह अंगूठा जो उसके सिर से बंधा हुआ था कपड़ों के साथ पड़ा हुआ नहीं परंतु अलग एक जगह लपेटा हुआ देखा.
You see Jesus? Jesus rose again. But before leaving, you know what he did? Had cloth which had covered his dead body, folded it nicely and kept it there. And he left. That is the discipline of the Son of God. Do you fold your clothes when you leave? Do you put your shoes and all in its place? Do you put your books all back in its place? Or do you work on what we say in English, chaos theory, everything is like a storm hit your house? We think these things are small. These things are big in the kingdom of God. You know why? God's this entire universe, there is order. And God's kingdom works on order. The only thing that does not have order is men and women. Because we have been given the free will to choose. And God says, choose and bring order in your life. The yoke of responsibility. Yoke of responsibility. And it comes from learning to listen and obey. If you open your eyes, actually open your eyes in your homes, you'll always there is something to be done. Even if you have to rush at 9 o'clock to college or school, by 8:30 you are ready. You can go to the kitchen, wash up your mother's dishes, and go. You can wash your father's bike and go. You know what? You are saying that I am responsible for my brother. I am my brother's keeper. I will not be a wanderer like Cain. You don't realize God is watching these little things. Because scripture says if you're faithful in little things, one day God will put you in charge of big things. See, these are the things God is looking at from young people. And they all obeyed. If you look in the Bible, David, Joseph, Daniel, Jesus, all obeyed. You know something? The higher a building goes, the deeper goes the foundation. the higher God has to lift you up, the deeper should be your foundations. So, I cannot go high. That's in God's hands. But I can dig deep. That's in my hands. You cannot go high. But you can dig deep. And you will notice in the world, those who go high don't stand there high. They fall fast because their foundations were very weak. None of them have character. In English we say, talent can take you to the top, but only character can keep you there. Look at Hollywood, Bollywood stars, video, MTV, all have no testimony at all. Yet for young people, they are the model. They are not models. They are abominations. If you read the book of Daniel, you don't have to go. 12 chapters. 8 kings. Jehoiakim. Nebuchadnezzar. Cyrus. Darius the Mede. Belshazzar. Darius. All these kings come and go. बहुत सारे राजा, लेकिन एक ही व्यक्ति 1 से 12 तक खड़ा हुआ है, दैट इज डैनियल. Only one man. You know the reason? He had learned to bear a yoke in the days of his youth. He was a responsible young man. God is not a respect. See, these are things anybody can practice. You don't need to go to school or college for that. Because we think that my education is how I will succeed. God says, not in my kingdom. God says, I am looking at, are you bearing that yoke in the days of your youth? Look at the gospel according to Luke. Chapter 2 and verse 51.
तब उनके साथ गया और नासरत में आया और उनके वश में रहा और उसकी माता ने
उनके उनके कौन है ये यीशु मसीह 12 साल का बालक. What he is saying, his parents don't understand.
जो यीशु कहता है उसके माता पिता समझते नहीं.
His understanding is far, far above his parents. He is not learning from his father and mother. He is learning from his real father, the Holy Spirit. Yet he knows from his heavenly father that if the father has to lift him up, he has to be subject to the authorities under whom he has been placed on earth. Yoke. It's not easy. Imagine you are a Daniel, right? Daniel is a student. You're a student? Which class? Graduation. Imagine he's doing his graduation. Okay? He knows better than all his teachers. He knows. Because he studies on his own, he reads on his own, and the teachers are not as good as him. Now to sit there quietly in class, humbly and meekly, and respectfully, and listen to all they teach, is a yoke. It's a yoke. Most people cannot handle that yoke. They will become a gang with their friends, ask questions the teacher cannot answer, make the teacher nervous. Because you know what? They were never learned to be subject. They never learned that. The one who is in the highest throne is Jesus.
जो सबसे ऊंचा सिंहासन में है वो कौन है? यीशु.
How did he reach there? Because he learned to be subject. He learned to be responsible. When God lifts a man or a woman, he lifts them by little, by little, by little. See whether they will be subject. Whether they will take the yoke or they will fight the yoke. We all know the story of Joseph, right? All of you know the story of Joseph? Don't be scared of me, okay? I'm very harmless, okay? You all know the story of Joseph? Let us look at Joseph's story from the book of Psalms. You will see a different story altogether there. Psalm 105. Verse 16 onwards.
फिर उसने उस देश में अकाल भेजा.
उसने कौन है? उसने परमेश्वर ने क्या किया रहा? वो देश में क्या हम सोच रहे थे अकाल तो दुष्टात्मा का काम है. नहीं, परमेश्वर बोलते मैं भेजते तुम्हारे जीवन में अकाल अनिकाल. उसने उस देश में अकाल भेजा और
अन्न के सब आधार को दूर कर दिया.
अन्न
के सब आधार को दूर
ब्रोक द ब्रेड ऑफ स्टाफ ऑफ ब्रेड.
हरेक उपाय उनका तोड़ दिया.
पढ़ लिया पढ़ लिया पढ़ लिया पढ़ लिया पढ़ लिया. एग्जाम में गए, एग्जाम में क्वेश्चन पेपर में पढ़ा, एक क्वेश्चन भी नहीं आया. परमेश्वर ने तोड़ दिया. देख रहे आप चीटिंग करेगा या नहीं? विश्वासी के लिए 50 बच्चे लिखा हुआ है, बैठा हुआ है हॉल में. एक विश्वासी है, एक विश्वासी के लिए परमेश्वर क्वेश्चन पेपर चेंज किया. तुम कैसे होगा देखेंगे. आई ब्रोक द स्टाफ. आई ब्रॉट फैमिन इन टू योर लाइफ. व्हाट विल यू डू? आई एम नॉट वरीड अबाउट द 49. आई एम वरीड अबाउट यू. आई एम कंसर्न अबाउट यू. कैन आई लिफ्ट यू अप? कैन आई प्रमोट यू विद अ टेस्ट? एक जोसेफ के लिए सारे देश पर अकाल भेज दिया.
एक यूसुफ के लिए देश
हजारों लोग, लाखों लोग, करोड़ों लोग खाना नहीं है. किसके लिए? एक व्यक्ति को टेस्ट, उसका कैरेक्टर टेस्ट करने के लिए. व्हाट गॉड इज डूइंग. यू सी हिज आई इज ऑन यू. ही सेंड्स फैमिन इन योर एग्जामिनेशन हॉल.
वो आकार भेज दिया आपके एग्जाम्पल.
He sets famine into your house.
वो आपका घर में आकार.
He breaks your supply.
वो आपका उपाय का तरीका को तोड़ दिया.
To see what you will do.
देखिए क्या क्या करेंगे.
What you will do.
क्या
understand the ways of God.
क्या आप परमेश्वर के मार्गों में टिके रहेंगे?
He is not interested in your temporary success. He is interested in your eternal success.
वो आपका वर्तमान काल का सफलता में ध्यान नहीं दे रहे हैं.
Eternal success is dependent upon only one thing. When God finishes his work, Daniel's character should be like the character of Jesus Christ. That is success. Verse
17.
उसके भाई नहीं, परमेश्वर ने. उत्पत्ति में पढ़ते टाइम हम सोचा उसके बड़ा भाई लोग उसने भेजा. राइट? दे सोल्ड हिम. नहीं, प्रभु ही सेंड अ मैन बिफोर देम. इवन जोसेफ हु वाज सोल्ड फॉर अ बेच दिया. उसका प्लान था ये सब. परमेश्वर का प्लान था एक व्यक्ति के लिए. अपने भाई के हाथ इस्तेमाल किया, लेकिन प्लान किसका था? परमेश्वर का था. टू टेस्ट हिम. हम उसको दर्शन मिला. हमको सब दर्शन पसंद है. अरे दो दर्शन मिला अभी तो सिंहासन. प्रभु वाला पहले तुमको दास के रूप में बेचेगा. दर्शन इधर है, इधर है दर्शन. एक दिन दर्शन सफल हो जाएगा, लेकिन तुम इधर है. तुम अभी बड़ा होकर इधर तक पहुंचना पड़ेगा, इसलिए तुमको दास के रूप में संसार में बेचे. तू फेल हो गएगा तो दर्शन उधर ही होगा, तुम इधर ही होगा. मुकुट कभी नहीं मिलेगा. अगर परमेश्वर का दर्शन अपने जीवन में सफल होने के लिए, यू हैव टू सब्जेक्ट योर सेल्फ टू द वेज ऑफ गॉड एंड टेक द योक अपॉन योर सेल्फ इन द डेज ऑफ योर यूथ.
अगर आप चाहते हैं कि
में सफल हो तो आपको अपने आप को परमेश्वर के मार्ग में आधीन करना पड़ेगा और परमेश्वर का जुआ को जवानी के लिए उठाना होगा.
Go to verse 18. It gets even more tough.
लोगों ने उसके पैरों में बेड़िया डालकर उसे दुख दिया. वे लोहे की सांकलों में जकड़ा गया.
Feet. And he was laid in iron.
और उसे लोहे के जंजीरों में बांध दिया.
That's how he is being taken.
वैसा करके इसे
कहां जा रहे? क्यों ऐसे जा रहे? क्योंकि दर्शन मिला. हम सोचते दर्शन मिलेगा तो अभी तो गाड़ी आ जाएगा, वो भी ऑटोमेटिक होगा, बड़े गाड़ी में. नहीं नहीं, असल दर्शन मिलने वाले का सब हालत ऐसे होता. आजकल का दर्शन अलग है. दर्शन मिल गया, गाड़ी आ रहे, घर आ रहे, सब कुछ आ रहे. परमेश्वर नहीं, दर्शन मिलेगा तो पहले क्या आएगा? समस्या आएगा. तुम्हारा चुनावट है, तुम्हारा टेस्ट है. योर कैरेक्टर फिट्स इन टू दैट टेस्ट और नॉट.
क्या तुम्हारा चरित्र वैसा पहुंच रहा है या नहीं?
Will you receive a vision from God? God has already spoken about all of us. सबसे अंध के कलीसिया से भी परमेश्वर बोला है. Revelation chapter 3, words 21 and 22.
जो जय पाए मैं उसे अपने साथ अपने सिंहासन पर बैठाऊंगा.
कौन इस संसार में कौन वैसे करेगा? अपने सिंहासन में कोई राजा अपने दूसरे को बिठाते? लिख लो क्या बोल रहे. लाओदिकिया चर्च से भी बोल रहे. जो जय पाए मैं उसे अपने साथ अपने सिंहासन पर
बैठाऊंगा. जय जैसे मैं भी जय पाकर.
कैसे जय होना पड़ेगा? जैसे यीशु भी जय पाए. यीशु कैसे जय पाया? क्रूस द्वारा. He overcame through the cross. The cross is your yoke. That's what Jesus said. Carry your cross daily. What is the cross? Where you die, another person's will lives. Jesus knew more than his parents.
He
put the yoke.
लेकिन वो जुआ
उठाए. Obeyed his father and
mother. अपना पिता माता पिता का बात सुना.
Did what they told him to do. He did not move. Remained subject over every authority placed over him.
हर एक अधिकार की अधीनता में रहे, इसके अधीनता में परमेश्वर.
That's what God is talking about. Even as I also overcame and sat down with my father in his throne.
जैसा मैं भी जय पाकर अपने पिता के साथ उसके सिंहासन.
यीशु क्या बोल रहे? मैं अपने पिता के सिंहासन में ऐसे पुत्र होने के कारण नहीं जाकर बैठ रहे. मैं जय पाकर बैठ रहे. आई एम नॉट जस्ट सिटिंग ऑन द थ्रोन बिकॉज ऑफ माई फादर सन.
मैं वहां पे इसलिए नहीं बैठा हूं क्योंकि मैं ही फादर पुत्र
हूं. ही इज द फादर सन. बट ही सेज आई ओवरकेम एंड आई सैट ऑन माई फादर थ्रोन.
जय पाने की वजह से उस सिंहासन पर बैठने का हक पाया.
एंड ही सेज इट्स एन ओपन इनविटेशन टू ऑल द चिल्ड्रन, बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स.
और मैं सबको ये स्वागत कर रहा हूं कि हर एक व्यक्ति आगे बैठ सकता है.
इट्स अ थ्रोन.
सिंहासन.
देयर इज पावर एंड अथॉरिटी.
वहां पे सामर्थ्य है.
फॉर इटर्निटी अवेलेबल.
सारे अधिकार के लिए.
यू हैव टू ओवरकम.
आपको जय पाना.
टू ओवरकम.
जय पाने के लिए.
यू नीड द योक इन द डेज ऑफ योर यूथ.
जवानी के समय में.
What is the yoke for? The yoke is to bear the burden as the test gets tougher and tougher. Joseph, bear the yoke and listen to your father Jacob. Listen to your father Jacob. He obeyed. He sold as a slave. Joseph, bear the yoke and listen to your master Potiphar. Be the best you can be. He obeyed. God was with him. Joseph, bear the yoke as a prisoner. And be the best you can be. He obeyed. God lifted him up. Joseph, sit next to the Pharaoh.
फिरौन के बगल में बैठ
रूल ओवर द नेशंस बिकॉज यू बोर अ योग इन द डेज ऑफ योर
यूथ
यू बोर अ योग इन द डेज ऑफ योर यूथ
तुम जवानी के साथ में जुआ
लर्न यंग पीपल
सीखे
यंग पीपल All the people who succeeded in the kingdom of God is because when they were young, they learned to bear the yoke. Now we will take tea and be back in 15 minutes. That 15 minutes is a yoke. 15 is not 20 minutes. 20 is not 25 minutes. Learn to be here on the 14th minute.
Okay. और बिल्कुल 15 मिनट में यानी कि 14 मिनट में आप वापस हो जाएंगे ये आपके लिए वो सीमा है वो जुआ है तुरंत प्लीज वापस हो जाएगा
लेट्स
सी हम लोग फिर से शुरू करेंगे ठीक है